Simen, I just went on my maternity a year ago, so I started experimenting with different things, one of which was growing my own herbs, and they keep on dying.
So at a workshop at ICE Cairo, students are introducing themselves for a course entitled Basic Gardening.
So I just want to learn how to keep them alive. I'm fascinating about the concept of just going and snipping off a bit of parsley or putting in the cooking.
ICE, which stands for Innovation, Collaboration and Enterprise, is a project that aims to promote links between a better environment and technology. On a local level, this means teaching Cairenes how to adapt planting to the urban environment. Understanding how to adapt plants to alternating bright sunlight, shade, heat, wind and dust on rooftops and balconies is the key to growing a successful urban garden. Mustafa Hussein of ICE Cairo explains.
We believe more in the individual. If the individual want to do something, people tend to positively feel jealous and repeat what they see. So my neighbor planted his balcony. I'm going to do it better. It's like that. And this is what we're counting on.
Ingi Hamdi, who came to the workshop, says why roof gardens are green spaces that matter in Cairo.
To breathe. It's important to breathe. Cairo is what, the most polluted country, city in the world, or maybe the second? Or I try to encourage myself and say maybe the second or the third, not necessarily the first, but, well, you need to breathe some clean air. You need to see something else other than cement and yellow and, you know.
Right? And what you can do with this?
Plant it.
You can plant it. You can cook with this. And you can use indoor.
At Nafas, in Cairo's southern Mahdi district, Diego Jifre is teaching a group of children about herbs. Children and adults alike come to Nafas to learn about the links between food, gardens, and social change.
If we look at kids inside, most of them actually don't know what things look like in the ground. You know, most actually people I know don't know what a lettuce looks like when it's growing. Most people don't know how things look like.
For Pam Labib of Nafas, understanding how to grow your own food and the link to food politics is a way of better adapting to a harsh urban environment like Cairo. At Nafas, being more connected to the environment starts with better understanding food. This means understanding planting and waste, but most importantly, enjoying the experience.
And that's why we want to connect it to the cooking as well, because you cook, you spend time together, you build bonds. You cook together. All these things you have in meetings and panels and, you know, it doesn't happen when you're cooking together. It just doesn't. It's sort of the food in itself organizes who does what, and you come up with food and you sit and you eat it together. And this is really important because this is part of the loneliness and the endemic loneliness we're all experiencing, you know, living in urban settings. So the idea is to grow things, cook them, connect with that with other people.
Egypt's urban population grows by about 4% every year, so skylines are rising and its areas of concrete are expanding. But these projects show that there is pressure to change from below. Cairo might have more high-rises, but in future, they may be high-rises with a garden on top. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.